It's great that legislators are listening. Constituents are very concerned. This is an issue that is affecting both pets and people in the state of Maryland, so we're happy that their voices can be heard.
Jen, your message as well.
I just agree with what Aileen said. I'm glad that they're taking this seriously and they have this task force that's going to consider everything. And hopefully from this, they'll see the important issues and make a better decision to help families and keep their pets.
I'll ask you both, and there was a rally here last month during the special session in which dog owners, animal rights activists, and others predicted or made predictions about this court decision that pit bulls would be abandoned, pit bulls might be surrendered to shelters, some might even be euthanized, that this was going to have an impact. That was the impact of it. Have either of you seen that?
Yes, we've received hundreds of calls, emails, Facebook posts about people who are concerned, people who are getting notices from their landlords. And at our shelter directly, so far we've taken in 17 animals specific to this ruling. And the thing is it's just beginning. Right now, everybody is kind of on hold, waiting to see if this is going to change. But people are already getting their notices. And so we really believe that the effect's going to really happen in July and August. That's when we're really going to see it take place. But so far, we've already taken in 17 from very distraught families. It's really sad.
Aileen, what about the SPCA?
Well, in addition to all of the concerns that people are calling us about, we've actually lost adoptions from folks who own homes. So this is spreading beyond just landlords. We've had pets on hold to go home, and the homeowner's assurance has said, no, we know about the ruling. You cannot have this dog.
What would you like to see the General Assembly do? Do you, in essence, want the General Assembly to reverse this court decision? Or I'll ask either one of you.
Yeah, well, we don't want to see anything that's breed-specific, first of all. I think the focus needs to be on responsible pet ownership. We'd like to see laws in place that help enforce the laws that already exist. And then we'd also like to see things like low-cost spay-neuter, anything to help promote responsible pet ownership. So, yes, they do need to reverse that the ruling that pit bulls are inherently dangerous, because that sweeping ruling affects so many other things more than what their attempt to do
Aileen, I'll give you the last word.
I'll agree with Jen. It really is pet owners' responsibility, and the pets who tend to bite are those that are not neutered, not supervised, not trained. So the pet owner controls all of those things. It's in his power.